Under the Affordable Care Act, employers, including county governments, will have to set what are known as look-back periods by July 1st. This establishes a time frame where the federal government measures employment and hours to determine who qualifies for health insurance in the next year. During the look-back period, anyone who gets more than 30 hours per week is considered full-time under the Act and will qualify for health insurance. Because of this, Chippewa County Administrator Frank Pasquarella says they're dropping about 15 three-quarter-time positions.
We're restructuring the departments to eliminate three-quarter-time positions and basically go to a part-time position.
Pasquarella says reworking these positions will help them avoid $163,000 in added insurance costs under the new law. In Douglas County, Administrator Andy Leshak says they're more worried about the Health Care Act's Cadillac Health Plan tax. It's a mouthful, but basically means if an individual health plan costs more than $10,020 per year, the extra or excise will be taxed at 40%. Leshak says this could cost the county an additional $300,000 by 2018.
Even if we project minimum increases, we still will run up against those Cadillac tax levels. And we would be faced with two options. Number one, either A, paying the excise tax, or B, having to reduce the benefits that we offer within our health plan.
Both administrators say that although it'll increase costs to counties, it'll also increase the number of people covered. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.